Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, we bless you, we honor you for this day that you have given unto us, oh Father, to come into your house, to honor you, to lift you, to love you, to declare your glory, to declare your name, Almighty Father. We decree that there is none like thee, oh God. We decree that you are our Lord, you are our Savior, you are our King. And today we come boldly before the throne of grace that we may obtain grace and mercy for the time of need. We lay our burdens at your feet. We lay our weaknesses at your feet. We lay our foolishness at your feet. We lay our lack of understanding at your feet. For we come before your presence like little children to learn from you, O God. May you open our hearts that we may understand your ways, O God. Open our channel of spirit that we may connect with you, Almighty Jehovah. We cleanse our thoughts with the blood of Jesus. We cleanse our heart with the blood of Jesus. We cleanse the altar, the instrument of worship. We dedicate them in your able hand, O God. Let them be anointed for your glory as we worship you, O Jehovah. Let the heavens shower the rain. Let the heavens be opened, Almighty God. Let angels ascend and descend upon this place. Let there be oracles. Let there be apostolic. Let there be the healing wings to spread abroad. The power of God to spread abroad, new songs to arise. In the name of Jesus, inspiration of the Holy Spirit be opened in the mighty name of Jesus. As we commit this service in the mighty able hand of God, we commit your children, O God, who are connected by faith, wherever they are connected, Almighty God. May we be stay tuned, O God. May we be corded in one in love. May we be corded in one spirit. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke, we cancel every orchestration of darkness. We bind every strong man in the land. We bind every strong man in the community. We bind every powers of hell, powers of destruction. We bind every spirit that are not of God. We bind every high-mindedness. We pull down anything that exalts itself above the knowledge of our Lord. We bring them down in the mighty name of Jesus. As we surrender this service in your able hand, O God, we cover it by the blood. We cover your children by the blood. We cover ourselves by the blood. We cover the air by the blood. We cover the altar by the blood. We sanctify ourselves by the precious blood of Jesus. Let that blood open the gateway of heaven for us. Let that blood bring us to the presence of God. Let that blood bring us to the favor of God, to the mercies of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, as we avail ourselves as instrument of God, may you use us in a mighty way, O God. Use us for your glory. Use us in a mighty way to declare your glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to our God. Glory be to our King. Who can compare with you? Hallelujah. We love you, Father. We give you all the praise. We give you all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray and believe. Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Sometimes we have some certain Sunday where we focus on why, as a child of God, we need to be blessed. Praise the Lord. You know, when we study the Bible from the book of Genesis, we notice that the theme of blessing is a very key theme. Especially when you reach to the story of Abraham, who is known as the father of all nations, because there's something peculiar that Abraham received from the Lord. Praise the Lord. And that was the blessing of God. Glory be to God. You see, the blessing of God is not like the blessing of the world. Praise the Lord. Because it is something that money cannot buy, but only our obedience to the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And the Bible talks about the journey which Abraham took on his way of blessing. And there was a time that Abraham went to war with his men, and he had a conquest, and he had a great harvest with him. And it took part of the harvest to the priest Melchizedek. Praise the Lord. It took part of the harvest. It took the 10% of the harvest to Melchizedek, which the Bible recognizes was the chief priest of the Lord. Hallelujah. And the Bible say that Melchizedek blessed Abraham. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So there are blessings that we receive when your priest, when your pastor, when your man of God speak over your life, when they decree the word of God over your life. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And these are the things you receive when you come to services like this. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's why our generation doesn't know what they are missing when they don't come to the sanctuary of the Lord, when they don't partake of the things of God. Because when you are in the presence of God, there are things that you can receive that money cannot buy. Wealth of this world cannot buy. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And the blessing of God is not just about material things, because there are many times that people equate blessings with material prosperity. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But the mark of the blessing of God in your life goes beyond the material. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It goes beyond the material. Hallelujah. The Bible said that whoever God has blessed, no man can curse. Glory be to God. So the blessing of God brings you to the place of divine protection. Hallelujah. Divine protection. Hallelujah. So when the blessing of God is at work in your life, it will shield you, it will protect you, that no harm befall you, because you are a carrier of blessing. Praise the Lord. And because you are a carrier of blessing, there is something that God wants you to accomplish with that blessing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There is a generation that God wants you to reach because you are blessed. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You see, when you are not blessed, you are limited. Hallelujah. When you are not blessed, there's just as much you can do. Glory be to God. So the reason why God wants to bless you, because there are people that he wants you to reach, which others who didn't have the blessing were not able to reach. Hallelujah. Because the blessings of God, they open doors. They open doors that naturally couldn't be opened. The blessings of God destroys limitations. The blessings of God brings enlightenment. The blessings of God brings favor, as we are going to see in the Bible. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So when the blessing of God is upon your life, it means there is a mandate upon your life. It's not just driving a nice car. It's not just having a good job. It's not just building a mansion. Hallelujah. It's not just taking your children to expensive schools. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There is a mandate. There's a mandate of God that comes with the blessing. There is a representation of God that comes with the blessing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There is a message that comes with the blessing. There is a purpose of God that comes with the blessing. Hallelujah. That's why when we see that at the end of the life of Abraham, he passed the mandate, he passed the blessing to Isaac. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And Isaac was to carry the blessing to the next generation, was to carry the mandate of God to the next generation. And the person who was supposed to receive the blessing was his elder son Esau. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But Isaac was troubled by the character of Esau many times. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Do you know there are times where people reach in life where they feel their entire entitled to receive what they need to receive. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. They feel a sense of entitlement. They feel, because I am a firstborn, I don't need to have a good character. I don't need to live in obedience. I don't need to listen to the voice of my father. I don't need to please my father, because all blessing will be passed to me. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But the blessing of God are contingent on character. So most of the time when we study the Bible, we hear of Isaac quarreling with his son. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There are kind of women, there's a kind of wife that Isaac wanted Esau to marry. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But instead of Esau marrying within the limit, hallelujah, within the lineage of blessing, he left the lineage to go and marry outside. I believe he went and married some of the Ishmaelites. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And he didn't please his father. Hallelujah. Because he was destroying the mandate. He was destroying the lineage of blessing. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. Because the blessing of God is supposed to follow the mandate of God. Hallelujah. And there are people that started with the blessing, and as they continue in their journey with the Lord, they forgot about the mandate of the blessing. Hallelujah. They thought now they could do anything with their life that is outside the blessing. They forgot that the reason why God set them apart. Hallelujah. The reason why God mantled them. The reason why God has shown them favor. The reason why doors have opened to you. Hallelujah. Is because there's a mandate upon your head. It's because there are souls that will be saved through your obedience. There are crusades that will happen through your faithfulness. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. There are churches that will be built because of your faithfulness. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we need to understand that mandate. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So Esau was kicked out of the lineage because he couldn't abide in the mandate of the blessing of God. And that blessing ended up falling on Jacob. Hallelujah. Falling on Jacob. So Jacob knew. Hallelujah. That's why Jacob ran to his uncle Laban to marry within the lineage. Hallelujah. That's why he was advised. He was advised. He knew what to do. He knew the right thing to do. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Because there's a bigger mandate. Hallelujah. And God wants to bless his children because there's a bigger mandate. God wants you to bring priesthood in your family. He wants you to bring priesthood in your village, in your town, in the name of Jesus, that you may raise children that honor God, that fear God. Hallelujah. That will bring impact on earth for the glory of the living God. In the mighty name of Jesus. I want us to go to the book of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 8. Hallelujah. The book of Deuteronomy chapter 8. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We'll begin reading from verse 11, Deuteronomy chapter 8. Take care lest you forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandment and his rules and his statutes, which I command you today, lest when you have eaten and are full and have built good houses and lived in them, and when your herds and your flocks multiply and your silver and gold is multiplied and all that you have is multiplied, then your heart will be lifted and you forget the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery, who led you through the great and terrifying wilderness with its fiery serpents and scorpions and thirsty ground where there was no water, who brought you water out of the flinty rock, who fed you in the wilderness with manna that your father did not know, that he may humble you and test you to do good in the end. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So the Lord is speaking to the children of Israel. Hallelujah. That the blessings they will see when they reach to a certain level in their life, when they begin to see increase, when they begin to build good houses, hallelujah, when their herds and flocks multiply, hallelujah, when silver and gold is multiplied, glory be to God, hallelujah, that they should remember that the blessing has a mandate, glory be to God. They should remember that God is not blessing you just for yourself. There is a mandate of God. God is not blessing you just for you to be arrogant. Do you know today, when I see some of the billionaires of our days, some can stand boldly and criticize God. Some can stand boldly and criticize the church of God. They forget who made them to be who they are today. Praise the Lord. Some, they don't fear God at all. There are people that God has put in places of power and authority. Instead, they make it hard for the gospel to be preached in their nation. They make it hard for churches to be planted in the nation. Hallelujah. Some will even close church registration. They will say, we don't even want more churches to be registered anymore. Hallelujah. They have reached to a place where their heart has been exalted. They are driving nice cars. They have built good houses. Their herds and flocks have multiplied. But they have forgotten that God took them out of slavery and blessed them and enriched them and empowered them, because there is a mandate upon them. There is a mandate to spread the good news. There is a mandate of preaching the gospel. There is a mandate of planting the churches. There is a mandate of increasing the kingdom of God on earth. There is a mandate of populating heart with the heaven's kingdom. There is a mandate of spreading the good news. There is a mandate to preoccupy until he come, to preoccupy the heart with the knowledge of God, to preoccupy the heart with the preaching of the word of God, to preoccupy they had them with the knowledge of Jesus, that souls of men may come to the light of God, that the captive may be delivered from the pit of the lions in the mighty name of Jesus, because there is a mandate upon our head. We know that God has blessed us to stand in the gap. We know that God has blessed us to stand in places of authority, to bring the fear of the Lord, to open the gates of the cities for the gospel of the kingdom in the mighty name of Jesus. So God is warning them. God is warning them. Hallelujah. This is a very tricky place, because in the area of money, even a lot of men of God have fallen short. Remember that Judas betrayed Jesus, his master, whom he loved, because of silver, money. Hallelujah. If you don't understand the reason why God is bringing you up, if you don't understand the reason why God is opening the doors, is opening, if you don't understand the reason why God is bringing men on your way to open doors for you, to lift you, to elevate you, if you don't understand why you got that job in that big company, money while 100 people applied, but you are the one who got elected. You are the one who got selected to join that fortune company. If you don't understand why you are there, you will miss the purposes of God and you will end up entering into the butchery. That's why there are many people with good opportunities, with good jobs, with good salary, but the money end up in rubbish. Some their money end up in betting, some their money end up in casinos, some their money end up in drug activities, some their money end up in prostitution, because they don't understand the purpose of the blessing. They don't understand the purpose of the divine increase. They don't understand the purpose why God has opened that door. Hallelujah, glory be to God. It is important to understand. Sometimes I see people coming to God and say, man of God, pray for me. I need a job. I need a job. I've been jobless. I have finished high school, I finished college, but it seems I can't get a job. Man of God, pray for me. I need a job. I need a job. And you stand with them, you pray for them. Hallelujah. And God opened the door. They get the job they need. Hallelujah. And the moment they get the job, they forget about God. The moment they get the job, they don't see the need of coming to church anymore. The moment they get the job, they don't see the need of Bible study anymore. The moment they get the job, they forget about their commitment to God. The moment they forget the job, hallelujah, they forget about their service to the Lord. They forget about that the kingdom of God needs them. Hallelujah. Some of you, you don't even remember to give your thanksgiving to God. You don't even remember to give an offering to God. You don't even remember of giving tithe to God. And the next time pastor calls you, hallelujah, you don't pick up your phone because you think pastor is calling you because now they need your money. You think that pastor is calling you because probably they are going to ask you of tithe. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you ran away from the presence of God because you didn't understand the mandate of the blessing. You didn't understand the purposes of the blessing. And the blessing has ended up drawing you out of the presence of God. And you will end up destroying your destiny. You will end up investing in things that don't lift you, in things that has no future for you. And this is the word that the Lord is bringing to his children. And at the same time, the Lord is speaking to us today. That is saying, then your heart be lifted up and you forget the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Especially when the material things increase, people tend to forget that it is God that did it. They begin to think it is because they're too knowledgeable, it's because they're too wise. They begin to think it's because of their masters, it's because of their education, it's because of their connection. But they forget it was because of the hand of God. Hallelujah. I've heard of millionaires and billionaires who are still ushering in the church. Hallelujah. When you see them ushering in the church, you can't know they are millionaires. Hallelujah. Because they don't forget. They don't forget. They are still coming to Sunday. There are people that are closing their companies on Sunday to come and worship God. But there are people that have made money their God. So they open their business 7 days a week because they have forgotten. Their heart has been lifted up. So money has become their God. They don't even put one day to honor their creator. They don't even put one day to honor the Lord that brought them to the pinnacle of life. They don't put even one day to honor the Lord that opened international doors. They don't put even one day to honor the Lord that connected them with the leaders of nations. Because their hearts have been lifted. And this is the warning that the Lord is giving to us who fed you in the wilderness, with manner that your fathers did not know, that he may humble you and test you to do you good in the end. Beware lest you say in your heart, my power and the might of my hand have gotten me this wealth. Beware lest you say in your heart, my power and my might has brought me this connection. Sometimes I hear even men of God, they say, my ministry have grown like this because I work too hard. No, it is because of the grace of God. It's because of the mercies of God. We are where we are because of grace of God. Not because we know too much. Not because we are too educated. It is because of the working of his grace. It's because of his mercy. Those doors, those opportunities open because God did it. Hallelujah. And never reach to a place where you forget God. Never reach to a place where you don't give God priority because you think you are too busy for God, but you don't have time for God. There are people that will choose to go and work overtime and not serve God on a Sunday. They will choose filthy lucre before God because they have forgotten that it is God that made them to be hired in that company. Glory be to God. It is God. I remember my former company where I used to work. There are days that they were insisting that I have to go to work on a Sunday. And I say no. I say Sunday is the time I go and worship God. Hallelujah. And even with the knowledge, some of the supervisors, some of the managers could sneak in and put me on schedule on a Sunday, knowing very well I won't show up because they're looking for ways to give me a write-up. Hallelujah. One day I didn't even know that they had put me on schedule on a Sunday. I'm coming to work on a Monday. Hallelujah. And I'm taken captive with the manager. Hallelujah. Everybody's coming in and say that you were on schedule yesterday to come to work, no call, no show, and they put me down and they say, we have to give you a write-up. And I say, no, but I've discussed this issue with my manager. Hallelujah. And I stood on my feet that no write-up will prevent me from coming to the house of God, because I know where I am. It is by the grace of God. It is by the mercies of God. And if this job can't make me work for God, can't make it me to come to worship God, then it is an idol. Hallelujah. And God will open a door for you to give you something that will give you room to serve him. Hallelujah. And many years, I worked for that company almost 10 years. Hallelujah. And within those 10 years, I went to church on Sunday. Well, it is a company that open 7 days a week. Hallelujah. I had time for God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't give yourself excuses. But behind the excuse is the love of money. It's not the love of God. It's not because you love God. So the Lord is warning us, beware lest you say in your heart, my power and my might, and the might of my hand has gotten me into this world. Beware, beware, beware. Hallelujah. How do you know? When you start looking down on the things of God, when you start looking down, when you don't give priority to the things of God. Hallelujah. You know, some of you come to church when you feel like. The day you don't feel like coming, you don't show up. You just sit down, you drink tea in your house. Hallelujah. You don't have accountability. Hallelujah. The time you come to church are unpredictable. So even the man of God can't even give you, you can't even volunteer to do anything in the house of God. Even to carry ashes. Hallelujah. Even to clean the house. You can't volunteer to do anything for God because you are unpredictable. You show up when you want to show up. You don't show up when you don't want to show up. Hallelujah. So you can't be a vessel. Hallelujah. Because God is looking for people who are consistent in their attitude, in their service to God. But when the time to do the will of God has arrived, they will show up. They will be standing there. There are people that come even 1 hour early to start preparing to worship God. Hallelujah. But you whose heart has been exalted, hallelujah. You don't show up, you don't tell anyone, you don't tell your leaders that something happened. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Be careful. Be careful. Verse 18 says, you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may confirm his covenant that is swore to your fathers as it is this day. And if you forget the Lord your God and go after other gods and serve them and worship them, I solemnly warn you today that you shall surely perish. Like the nations that the Lord makes to perish before you, you shall perish because you will not obey the voice of the Lord your God. The Lord say, you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to make wealth. It is he who gives you ability. It is he who enables you, who empowers you so that your business is successful. It is he who empowers you so that your children are successful. It is he who empowers you. It is he who rebuked the devourer on your behalf. Hallelujah. And the Lord is saying, wherever you are, whether you are in Africa, whether you are in Europe, whether you are in Canada, whether you are in America, don't forget God. Don't forget God. Don't forget God, because you have come to America. So you have entered into drinking spree. You forgot the God of your mother. You forgot about the God of your father who used to take you to church in Africa. Now you are in America. You are in a developed country. You don't have time for God. You think money is all you need. Hallelujah. You think going to charge up is a waste of time. You think serving God is a waste of time because you are in a heathen country. You are in Babylon. You are in Babylon. You have entered into the drunkenness of Babylon. You have entered into idolatry of Babylon. You have time to go for Taoism. You have time to go for Buddhism. You have time for all kind of things. But now you don't have time for God. You don't have time to do the purposes of God. God is saying, you shall remember the Lord your God, for because it is he that giveth thee power. Hallelujah. What you have is not because of your ability. Hallelujah. There is a blessing that was upon your life, and that blessing opened the doors of nation. And God opened the doors of nation. You went to Germany. You went to Italy. You went to Europe. You went to Australia. You went to Dubai. You went to Canada. You went to America. But when you reached there, you enter into the fleeting pleasures of Egypt. Hallelujah. That when somebody invites you to the house of God, you get mad. You have time for everything except your service for God. I am telling you, it's the time to come back, or you will surely perish. This is the word of God. You will surely perish. Oh, hallelujah. Don't think that when we gather as a church and we eat the Holy Communion together, don't think that we are wasting our time. We are drinking the blood of Jesus. We are eating